Well, it's gone. It's just gone 24 minutes to 8 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We are now talking to Bishop, the Bishop of the Bishops. Happy New Year! Compliments.
Compliments. Wanako hai, Muruti Mabi, all the best for 2021 and the rest of the family and my beloved listeners at Radio Pulpit.
Yeah. And Mfundisi, we are glad to have you back. We are glad to be speaking with you. And many might not know what you have been through over the past few days. Yes, that's why today we're just going to dedicate this show. We're just going to give you the red light. And Mfundisi, go ahead and say, yeah. And for those who don't know, should I tell them, Mfundisi, or will you tell them?
No, why not? Why not? You are a major one.
I'm glad you can still laugh. So I'm glad that COVID didn't take that laughter away, because we need that, Mfundisi. You know, I was saying this this morning that, yes, I'm one person, Muruti. I want to be realistic as possible. Mm-hmm. And I've realized and learned that walking by faith does not mean that you have to
be foolish.
And pretend as if certain things are not there. And yes, but I accept the facts, but I know what the word is saying about all those facts. And I was saying to people, you know what? Who said we should stop? You know, we should stop rejoicing. We should stop living our lives because of COVID-19. Yes, we are aware of COVID-19 and how it's actually affecting us and affecting our loved ones. But that does not mean our lives must stop. I'm surprised, Khori. We haven't had a lot of prophecies in the beginning of January. Is it because COVID-19 is affecting? Because I believe Mudimu can still speak in the midst of COVID-19, Bagiti. Muruti,
no,
I think we can still laugh, we can still enjoy our lives even during the restrictions related to COVID-19.
Muruti, thank you so much. And greetings to your beloved, you know, listeners, Muruti. It is only by grace, Muruti. You know, when we look back, there is this worship song, you know, Muruti, you are right. We need to count it all joy. We need to count it all joy. And we must not be moved by these things. I believe now COVID is a totally worship too much. Everywhere you go, it's all about COVID. And this fear that is highly inculcated into the mind, abana ba mudimu, ile ba paralyzed. Hence, there is no more prophecy. People, they are prophecy now. People, they are prophecy. And yes, it was a very interesting journey, Muruti. Yes, I was tested. I did my test, Gadi, I think on the 30th of December last year, because I was not feeling well. All of a sudden, Muruti, you know, in a twinkle of an eye, I looked myself in the mirror, make sex at the night, and I had fever blisters. You know, so when I say she didn't look on a thing at the bridge,
how did you be spilly? Hey,
you can see the for your tetanus side, and I looked at my face, Muruti, when I arrived at the doctor. They couldn't even allow me to enter the surgery. Ba ile ba ntseta stool ba renta tere go bobule go ntle. The doctor just prescribed, you know, prescription, because he was fully aware, or you know, this man he's positive. And then they did the test. Very dramatic, Muruti man. Ba ukhaba kango kamona that hey, ba ukhaba kwena na barukasi sinyeya kagwa la macho. And then on the 33rd, while I was preparing myself for the midnight prayer, then I got the SMS. Hearing after the test was done, and then he positive. And to be honest, Muruti, I was a little bit moved. Hosalang, we are human, you know.
And it does not mean that you are doubting or you don't have faith.
No, Rebatu. The Bible says Jesus was 100% man and 100% God. So right now we are
100% man and 100% man.
So, yeah, when I started, and you must know, then Kali Fest is each and every year. I already fasted and Rotomaka fasting, you know. It has been my way of life for quite a number of years now. And I said, but Lord, I like to go faster, Chebana, and come on. To sort of grow the raya, the PVC, the, you know, the antibiotic and all that. Thanks for the wisdom, Ruti, because it is what we call Daniel fasting as well, where you can just take the veggies and stuff. And yeah, I did my fasting through this process. I was locked down for the...
And we all know, Mfundisi, there is nothing... The thing that you call Daniel fasting is not biblical, because Daniel ate while he was fasting. I mean, the Bible is there. He ate and he was fasting. He was eating.
Now I just took from, you know, the Adamic age where when they were in the garden, they did not eat meat. Again, now when we start, Muruti, we are given the power to recreate. You know, okay. when we start, day one is the number, is a day where we can recreate our year. As we go, we take that fast. And then some they'll say, one of us start like 40, but that after 2 weeks, whatever more during. Look, it's not a cult. We are going to move to back with
that. And then,
yeah, I went through it, Muruti. A very traumatic, experience. It's alarm to, but there was at one stage where I started thinking, or kind of what happened before I existed, because that means to say I come from somewhere. I was once locked up in the cosmic womb before I manifested into the physical. And why can't I even remember what was like when I was in that cosmic womb? And again, why can't we remember what really happened when we were locked up in our mother's womb? And the last womb will be the grave, where, you know, we'll only wait for the resurrection. And I started cherishing the moment this day, Loring. I saw the Lord, you know, hand upon my life. I started remembering some of the traumatic experiences that I once experienced in my life, you know, all those challenges. And I looked around and I realized, yeah, when Solomon said something about vanity, this is real. Once we are done and dusted, then we are gone. We'll never be remembered. And it only takes, You know, those moments, where you look around, the work that you did, and you realize, Ramah, Jesus, why did I spend so much time, trying to change? But by learning already, they have, make it clear or whatever another character is one. Because one of the worst case scenarios, they challenge Mapeluaro Namurutikuri, we were once, derailed from our purpose by our religiosity, and now even when you get the fresh start, where you try to impart some of the principles, but because of religion, it's difficult, you know, to change people. And for the longest of time, people, they revealed Oronaki Bomang by their actions and by how they think. And these are the people that we spend so much time, you know, focusing on them while there's so much to do. I just realized, sorry, all the years that I've spent in ministry, and it brought so much, you know, shame and pain. You know, Muruti, there is a study that says, the scientists estimate that over the course of time, 100 billion human beings have come and gone from this earth. And the overwhelming majority of them, Muruti, have left behind nothing but a tombstone. And I wanted to understand how am I going to be remembered? You know, did I really did what God wanted me to do, or I just followed the pattern? Yeah, but by Loring, you know, they were already programmed into something. Hey, Loring, you know, it is more like, it is even worse than drugs. Because now, and after everything is said and done, Ruth, there must be something that Lord, you must be grateful for. And when I get the chance to go outside to see, you know, Molesa, because, oh, who are come or Ring Ruth in Lizard? You go and come Lizard. And now, when I looked around, you know, looked at the Harley Davidson, look at the cars that pumped more jarring. I said, "Eish, but these things, none of these things I'll take with me to the grave. There must be a certain footprint. Delorean, once you are gone, you won't only be remembered by a tombstone, a monument that will stand there for years while there is nothing that you left behind." And I would like to encourage Banaba Mudimu, this is more like a wake-up call, Muruti. Painful as it is, traumatic as it is, but it is more of a wake-up call for us, Ori.
Yes.
We need to cherish every moment. Mm. And then
for we are not here forever, Mfundis.
No, Muruti. And to be honest, Muruti, now I'm one person, Muruti. Can I listen to it, man? But the only thing, hence I was concerned, but why can't I just have, you know, that hint, Yauri, how it was like when I was, you know, I was somewhere in the cosmic womb, and I can't even remember when I was locked up in my mother's womb. Can't even, but why am I here? Why the purpose of my existence? Did I really fulfill the purpose of my existence, or I followed the pattern, eloring many people by lattice, and the only thing that was left was a tombstone. You know. We see many people, they go, Muruti. It's one funeral after the other, one funeral after the other. But after we are gone, we read about champions, Muruti. You know, we read about champions. We read about Moses. We read about Jesus. I mean, there are names that can never be forgotten, and I choose to believe, Hori, when we came on planet Earth, we came because we were given the power to be the boss of our own lives. We are leaders, not the followers. We are the cause and not the effect. So now, who can we let see me nyabukeet on that? We need to leave the marks, Muruti. You know, there are certain things. It is not all about the riches of this world. It's not all about the world, because each and every one here, as a package, and as much as you know, we were given the opponent, which is the adversary, Eloren Batu. But banana is something, Eloren in Alemanaka, in Alemohaka, in Alein, but it's something that lives in the inside of us. It is that negative energy that forever influences us, you know, to do the opposite. And I really thank God, or Mudimu saw it fit, or Aretsep, or Lahail, or Hona, this opponent. You know, injecting those negative thoughts and also doubts were all confessed into the negative. I chose to remain silent. And I kept myself in prayer and also doing some thorough check. What is that I did not do right? He said, mistake guy. You know, to flow pile ko guy, you know, to waste it and a koko guy, because the 24 hours every fueling burut, that is your package, kita how, and what you do, got that 24 hours, it is entirely up to you. So some people, they will use you, you know, who hunka some few hours to add on their journey and dreams while they are using you as a stepping stone to get ahead. And I just realized, you know, time as much as it is limited. Because remember, we come from the timeless zone. We come from the place called eternity. And we stepped into time. And now everything here is like it is measured. Meaning, one of the days, it definitely will reach, you know, the place, it's like expiry day. And there we must exit. You know, once you have entered into this planet, you must also exit. And as I was looking around, those were the things that they really challenged me.
This experience, how has it helped you to appreciate life?
Muruti, I named this year, you know, the year of divine exaltation, you know, where I need to align myself with God-given principles. In order for me to become something, I must be a nothing. You know, I need to lose myself somehow. I need to lose some certain rights, you know, they influenced me to think that I was better than the next, you know, person. And it injected into me, Muruti, the power of sharing. You know, for the longest of time, we run around, Muruti, driven by ego because we want to achieve things for Rona. We egocentric. You know, we want to achieve for Rona. It is all about us. It's all about us. And me, in the meantime, you lose family, you lose friends, you lose the loved ones. You trample upon people because you have set the goals. And when you reach that goal, the opponent will double that goal. When you are heading for 1,000, how can you tell 1,000 or no, it's not enough, go for 2,000. And how rubula macho, then you are gone, you are out of this world, and then you are left there alone, you know. And when you look around you, how sanamutu around you, because while you were pursuing, you know, those dreams, you say, Lord, they were driven by ego. In the meantime, you have lost the sense of what life is all about. And so I started appreciating the power of sharing. I must go back now if I'm given a chance, because I did not know whether I will make it. But I said, God, if you give me another chance, that means I need to go back now more focused and then emphasize the power of sharing. I need to make sure everybody who's around me, I appreciate them. You know, knowing where there comes a time where, you know, I will depart from them. And it will be a total separation where we'll never meet, because I get it now, as much as we know, you know, remoya mruti, remoya wophilangara now. Meaning, when the separation comes and then I exit the physical and now remain in the state of immortality, la ha ile re nna ke ba bona bona they will never ba ke tsile ba khona ba mpona, you'll never have that chance ya hore we can ask for forgiveness, you'll never have that chance hore we can start setting the record straight. So it was a journey Moruti man ya ho start afresh and to press the reset button and coming back more focused and more strong and believing hore now the goal ke hore the purpose of my existence, you know, knowing what bophelo bo botsa diputso, what are you here for, what were
you mfundisi in any way afraid of death, afraid that you might die, were you having that sense of fear hore I might die, I might not come out of this?
You know Muruti, it will forever come, it will forever come, because the fact of the matter, every time when we sleep, we are not certain or we'll definitely wake up the next day. It is all in the hands of God.
And, does that mean you don't have faith in Fundisi?
No, I have faith, but my life in Muruti, I get it, there is a clock that is ticking somewhere. You know, once you left, you know, the cosmic womb, the clock started ticking, Muruti, and the only one who is in control, you know, it is the Almighty God. So now I need to remain focused and also ready, you know, and now Negi Shebile Tabayegor, hey, Bonalebo Apostle John Vuligeti now, Kibabo Apostle Vuligeti, and then Kobonabo Abraham, Kobonabo Peter, Evana Peter was in that sort of Mukuku, Levan Eloren, Ola Rajeso, Ize Ogota, Amalanto, Mukuku, a little Peter was a middle or Namukuku, Kapaya. But in overall Muruti, I thought about it and I said, God, it is all in your hands. How would Tabisa Muruti or Mudimu or whatever Eloring you sent me here on this planet have to do, and then my time has expired. So I mean, Tato Hawitalea how.
Mfundisi, in closing, what can you say to the listeners of Radio Pulpit about COVID-19? I know that many bazalwana ba bantsi ba re no, this is a hoax, haona ntoting COVID-19 and all that.
It is there, Muruti, it is real, and let people stop the foolish furies and then try to prove the point. They already know what vaccine and all this other stuff. There are real things out there. Instead of you involving into useless arguments and debates, focus on your life and fix things, you know, with your family, fix things with people around you, and make sure that you are ready for when the clock starts ticking and it's time to go. You go, you know, kaletswalole to be. So cherish life, Muruti. In essence, cherish life.
Muruti, relebogile, are tsore fela jalo. Na ka rona e fedile. Knock number 0723163117 0723163117. Up next is Hlalanathi.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.